Hey guys, I am Teo Margio from Croatia. This is my first YouTube video. I don't have any plans for what I'm going to do with a YouTube channel. I just think it may be a good thing if I provided a response video to something about American politics, because the politics in the US, let's be honest, affects everybody around the world. And I am studying electrical engineering and computer science, so I won't have much time for this kind of stuff.
We're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is, your biggest issue is, how are we going to pay for it? Mm-hmm. And like, this is the war, this is our World War II.
No, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, our biggest concern is not how we are going to pay for your Green New Deal. Our biggest concern is that we don't do something that's kind of productive. See, you are comparing anthropogenic global warming with World War II. During World War II, doing something without thinking about the consequences is usually worse than doing nothing. For instance, intercepting deciphered connections to find out where the enemies are and then attacking the enemies based on that information is counterproductive, because you are making it obvious to the enemies that you can intercept their deciphered connections. You are a vegetarian, right? Well, so am I. And I guess you find it very unpleasant when people are proposing unworkable solutions to the problems the meat industry currently creates, such as eating only honeydew meat, or the halal, or the kosher slaughter to make deaths of the animals more humane. Well, see, you're doing pretty much the same mistake here. You're proposing laws that would take away the freedom to use fossil fuels from people without giving them a workable alternative. Solar and wind power are not workable alternatives. First of all, while they are cheap and clean, the wind turbines, and especially solar panels, are anything but cheap and clean. They require a lot of energy, and that basically means a lot of greenhouse gas emissions and a lot of expensive resources, most of them produced from oil, to be made. And they only give power on very sunny or very windy days. Because, see, the power the wind turbines give is proportional to the cube of the speed of the wind. That means that if the wind gets 2 times slower, the power they give lowers 8 times. 8 times. And it's similar with the solar panels. First of all, they rely on the photoelectric effect. And that means that when the frequency of light is lower than a certain threshold, which is what happens when the angle at which the sun is seen in the sky is low, due to the atmospheric dispersion, they give exactly zero power. And they also give much less power when they are overheated, which means they basically never work even close to their theoretical capacity. And there is no way to sufficiently store a large amount of electricity for when they don't work. There is a physical limit to how much energy density can be stored in lithium-ion batteries, which is but basically all rechargeable batteries, including those in electric cars, are. And the current batteries are not far from that limit. We may be some 20% below that limit. Electric cars are never going to be able to drive long distances without recharging. And that's why we cannot rely on solar and wind power for things that need to be always running. Now, maybe in the very distant future, we will be able to make hydrogen ion batteries, which are far more efficient, but it's not proven, and that day is not today. So if you don't provide people with viable alternatives, people are simply going to disobey the law, just like they did during the Prohibition era. I see, you realize it's important to base oneself on science when identifying the problems to be solved. Jim Inhofe was wrong when he supposed that the fact that there is snow outside proves or even suggests global warming isn't happening, and thus gave more credence to a fringe theory which is believed by basically nobody in academia than to mainstream science. But you seem not to realize that it's also important to base oneself on science when proposing policies to address those problems. Green New Deal is anything but science-based. Alternative energy sources are, by definition, analogous to alternative medicine. Sources of energy that haven't been proven to work. Also, Green New Deal seems to be very much against nuclear energy. Why it is like that? Do you realize that people who have studied this issue mostly agree that it's the safest and the cleanest form of energy there is? If you haven't studied it, you might ask, well, what about Fukushima? Well, the number of people who died of radiation there is in the low tens at most. By contrast, the number of people who died because of the government intervention, a poorly planned evacuation, is in thousands. Of course, nuclear energy is not at all cheap, and we are not at all justified to force a mass movement to it. You know, today we sneer at the Great Leap Forward and Lysenkoism, and similar non-scientific and coercive attempts to improve parts of the economy. But we need to ask ourselves, how much have we really evolved? Aren't many people in America now willing to do similar things? We have learned nothing from the Holocaust. American government is still very much discriminating against people of other nations, and is subsidizing the industries that rely on abusing the rights of animals of other species to work. And we have learned nothing from Lysenkoism, since you are proposing something very similar. I mean, I could very well be unintentionally misrepresenting what you believe, because I am not sure if you have even read the Green New Deal, which you paid somebody else to write. But that's not at all my fault. Also, you are saying the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't act. Where does that come from? I'm pretty sure no climate scientist will agree with you. Human race is hundreds of thousands of years old. And during that time period, there were times when CO2 levels were a few times higher than today, and when the temperature was as much as 10 degrees Celsius higher than it is today. And human race survived. And it will be even easier for it to survive today, when we have all the technologies, assuming of course the government doesn't take data technologies away from us. If I understand it correctly, after the atmosphere gets warmer than a certain threshold, the glaciers melt and the salinity of the oceans gets too low to support sea currents, thereby preventing the hot air from spreading, effectively leading to global cooling with a further increase in CO2. And climate computer models generally predict the increase in temperature because of us emitting the CO2 will be less than 5 degrees Celsius. And not every climate scientist agrees those computer models are based on good premises. See, virtually all of them presuppose that there is a positive feedback loop between the increase of CO2 in the atmosphere and the increase of water in the atmosphere, and the water is by far the most powerful greenhouse gas, And that positive feedback loop increases the effect of CO2 by a factor of around 3 times. That's not based on a calculation from known constants, or even on solid empirical evidence. So while there is no reasonable doubt that an increase in CO2 levels for now leads to an increase in temperature, it's not clear how much. There are published scientific papers that argue that it's as much as 6 times less than the mainstream climate models predict. Those are based on the measurements of infrared radiation from Earth made by satellites, which most of the climate models predict will decrease, while they have actually been increasing over time. I'm not a scientist. And I don't think it's necessary to be able to see that while the issue of whether man-made CO2 emissions lead to some global warming is not controversial, the issue of how much warming they actually cause is controversial. And whether you are wrong in stating the world is going to end in 12 years is not at all controversial about climate scientists. You are wrong. The fear that giving a lot of antibiotics to farmed animals would lead to many of the bacteria that attack both humans and farmed animals becoming resistant to antibiotics, and I think we share that fear, or the fear that nuclear weapons would get fired unintentionally. Those fears are a lot more real and rational than the fear of global warming is. One more thing. I want to be clear that the views I express here are not at all considered controversial here in Croatia. People like you and Jim Inhofe, and to a smaller extent Donald Trump, are embarrassing the entire nation. You either deny the problem or you propose some unscientific and unworkable solution to it. And China, Turkey, Iran, and to some extent Russia are trying to block American media from manipulating the opinions of their people. While it's not excusable, it's entirely understandable. You have done an excellent job convincing people that global warming isn't happening and that, if it is, nuclear power is somehow a very bad solution. And it's hard for me to imagine how can people who have studied economics, such as you and Donald Trump, think that socialism works or that it isn't controversial that the Roosevelt's New Deal helped the economy, or that immigrants are to blame for the unemployment, or that tariffs are a good idea. You guys are proof that your education system just doesn't work. And that's obvious to everybody outside of that cult of the American politics. People in Croatia often complain that we have incompetent politicians who are eager to spend our tax money for nothing. And I say to them, pick up some American media about politics, and then you will see what that actually means. So yeah, I've written a long script and read it out loud because that appears to be the only way to respond to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying things like that. There's just so much wrong with that. It's like fractal wrongness. American politics is so full of pseudoscience, and I dare say conspiracy theories, and people there are indoctrinated into that nonsense from early age. A short paragraph can't counter years and years of indoctrination. This is worse than most religions. Taking control of the policies about global warming away from scientists and engineers and into the hands of ignorant politicians is a real threat to human race. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is very unlikely to see this video, but she has countless supporters, and I hope some of them will see this video and think about it. Thanks for watching. Posebno pozdravljam Hrvate koji ovo gledaju. Američki mediji ne govore istinu, mnogi američki političari koji su svakodnevno u medijima Oni su teoretičari urote koji nikada ne budu pozvani na odgovornost za svoje izjave. Što čitate na engleskom, uzmite to s još više zrnaca soli no ono što čitate na hrvatskom. Hvala na pažnji.